a little more relaxed environment we like to have here. And, you know, homey, cozy, there's a couch, food. But Kaitzman in general also, you know, lends itself to other different kind of topics. So we'll talk, you know, a number of life topics, hopefully, during this this month. The first one is a crucial one for this time of year or for always. Hopefully we'll talk, obviously, about the Inyani. You can close the door, sorry. Serious Omer Torah topics over the next couple of weeks. Someone asked me about a shiur about dating, which hopefully we'll have at some point this month. But it doesn't mean for right now, but it just means for life that one should have. But tonight we'll talk about a topic that really is something that we can think about every day of our lives. And that is the topic, as you see in the title, Leisure and Yahadus. Leisure and Yahadus. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, but it's also quoted by the Torah in the beginning of Aruch Chaim. The Torah starts off Aruch Chaim, all of Shulchan Aruch, with Yehuda ben Tema Omer. Havi az kanomer v'kal kanosher. Right, we have to get up in the morning. Az kanomer, strong like a namer, a leopard. Kal kanosher, light as a nesher. Nesher in Chazal is a vulture. Rotz katzvi gibar kari la'asos ritzon avicha shebashamayim. We have to wake up in the morning, jump out of bed. Jump out of bed to use the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Pirat Arba Dvarim. I once heard a beautiful pshat. I think it was Rav Bitterman quoted in one of his svarim that, you know, why doesn't Yehuda ben Tema just say be az kal rutz and gibor? Why does that have to quote the animals? How does that help the illustration, the message that what he's trying to say to us? So he said, does a number ever get up and think to themselves, should I be az today? No, I'm not sure. I'm not so in the mood. Not so in the mood. Or gibor ka'ari. I'm not so in the mood to be a gibor today. I think I want to be a weakling. No, it's part of who they are. It's their essence. It's not that they have to think about it. That's the message. We have to try to condition ourselves to be able to be these types of people that are kal and rutz and gibor the chulu. But then the Torah continues. You have to quote in the Mishnah. Lachain, sarecha adam liskaber kari la'amod bevoka la'amod esbaro. To wake up in the morning, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vavim senu yitzro, and even if they tell you you're tired, it's cold, how can I get out of bed? I think I've quoted in the past where Eliel Lapian said that even when he was much older, you know, and he was in his later years, he always jumped out of bed. He always got out of bed quickly and went to his Avodas Hashem. And they once asked him, Rebbe, like, obviously you're medakik and everything, but why Dafka, you were so careful on this? He says, when I go up to Shemayim after 120, I'm going to be sitting on one side of the table. The Malach is going to be sitting on the other side of the table, and they're going to say, okay, let's see how you did. They're going to open up a Shulchan Aruch. They're going to start with the beginning. I don't want to get out on the first question. Right? Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph. The first question. Right? To get up. So Yehuda ben Tema Omer. So you see, the reflection of this Halach is that we have to use every second for Avodas Hashem. Even when we first wake up in the morning. The Sfarno tells us, in Shmos and Perek Yud Beis, right? Why is it that the first mitzvah that we received nationally as Am Yisrael is a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem? Right? Rashi even quotes at the beginning of the Torah that the Torah could have started off with that, and maybe should have started off. Right? Rashi's famous Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Torah LaHaskel, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. Why to start off to talk about Eretz Yisrael? But HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Why is that such a crucial mitzvah that should have started off the Torah? And that's the first mitzvah that we were given as a nation. Explains the Sfarno. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Mikan ve'elach yu ha'chadashim shalachem. What does it mean? This Chodesh, Nisan, is yours? It means months are yours. It means time is yours. Because an Eved is not control of his time. An Eved is told what to do. A Ben Chorin, a free person, sets his calendar. Right, towards the beginning of this month still. So maybe we can still remember, hopefully, the first day of this month, or maybe if not, you could do it now. Right, you fill in, like, you have one of those pieces of paper, and you fill in the boxes, like what I learn every day, unless it's the same every day. But you fill in, you choose. That's a siman of a Ben Chorin. I choose. I'm a calendar. Sometimes you go to a university, there are courses that you have to take, so you're Meshubit, you're not an Eved for those. You're not a Ben Chorin for those. You're forced to take those. Okay. But in general, You're in control. Avol bimei Hashiba lo hayi meichem shalachem. Avol hayi lavodes achem ritzonam. Lefichach rishon lachan lachadshei hashana ki bo hitchil metziutchem habechiri. Now starts your bechira reality. You choose how you use your time. So that's the first mitzvah, that we control our time. And obviously, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use our time. Every second has to be accounted for. The Vilna Gaon, they say, at the end of every year, he used to cry. Like, Rebbe, what are you crying for? You're the grub. They said, no, there were 13 minutes I'm doing tshuva for. I had 13 minutes? Yeah, look at he kept a log. He kept a log. You had to add up all the minutes that during the year. So the question that we're asking tonight is, so how are we supposed to understand this? What about basketball? Right? What about exercise? This morning I jogged. So where does that fit in? Right? Where does that, doesn't sound like HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. I don't know if the Vilna Gaon jogged. I don't think so. Right? But I don't know if there are mountains in Vilna. But how are we supposed to look at quote-unquote downtime? What about chilling? What about you sit down with your chavrusa in the Beis Medrash in the morning and you talk for 2 minutes? Is that okay? Is that good? Is that bad? Is that something that I have to be aware of? Again, if it's my best friend and we chill for 52 minutes at the beginning of Seder instead of 2 minutes, maybe that's something to, not so good to be chavrusa with your best friend in that regard. But for a few minutes, like, where does that fit in? Downtime, leisure, schmoozing, taking a walk. So where does that fit into our Avodas Hashem? And is it all a bidyeved? You know, is there lechatchila, you should sit and be on fire every second of Seder? And, you know, okay, we're human, so, you know, but it's not really the best thing. And the more, and if you could get to certain levels. I remember after Rav Steinman was there, they told a story that one time when he was a bacher, that he came home to his parents after the zman. They're like, oh, how was the zman? Great, wonderful, amazing. Who are your chavrusas? Oh, great, great chavrusa, morning seder. They're like, oh yeah, what's his name? He's like, I don't know. I never asked. I don't know. So what do you do with that kind of story? So Rav Steinman is Rav Steinman. But like, how are we supposed to relate to that story? Is that something that we should shoot for? Is that something that, again, obviously the message of a story is that I didn't waste any time, but for us mortals, you know, how are we supposed to view that kind of attitude? So there are a number of sources, which if we would stop the shiur after these sources, then we'd be stuck, so to speak. Because there are a number of sources that seem to say, yeah, every second you have to be on, you have to be focused, and try to be like the Gra, and that's what we have to try to do. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Hei, Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, right, the debate between Rosh Hashanah and Yachai, right, this time of year. Next, Bez Hashem, next Tuesday night will be a shiur in Yanim of Bez Hashem of Lag B'Omer. But Lag B'Omer is next Thursday night, so we'll talk about getting ready for Lag B'Omer. That'll be next week, I think. We'll see. Tana Rabbanan, V'yasavta D'ganecha, Ma Tam Olomar, L'fishin Emer Lo'yam Ashtei V'ator Azami Picha. The Torah says in Shema, gather your grain from your field. So what's the Chiddush? Because the Torah, the Sefer Yeshua says, Lo'yam Ashtei V'ator Azami Picha, the Torah should never leave your mouth. Yachol D'varon Kichsava, and you might think, take it literally, Tam Olomar, V'yasavta D'ganecha. No, the Torah says, you could gather your grain. Hanheg Ben Minag Derecheres, Divrei Bishmol. Bishmol says, you could have a job. You should have a job. That's a separate Sichas Chaim about parnasi issues and job, but that's Rabbi Yishmael. Right? Have a job. Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Rashbi says, no, what are you talking about? After Adam Chorish B'Shas Charisha, Zareya B'Shas Zariya, and he starts going through the beginning of the Lamed Tes Malachas, Kotzer B'Shas Ketzira, Dash B'Shas Disha, right? A person plows when he's supposed to plow, and he plants when he's supposed to plant, and he winnows when he's supposed to winnow. Torah Matei Aleha. It's always busy season. If people are always working when they're supposed to be working, what about Torah? Ella, rather, says Rav Shimon Yochai, that's a bidyeved. Bizman Yisrael Osir Ritzono Shel Makom, when we're really following Hashem's lead and path, Malach Tanasa De'Acherim. Other people will do the work for us. But which is an unusual reading of Shema, because the Yasad Ganecha sounds like it's in the part where Vahayim Shema in Tishmu, Vahayim Shema Tishmu. But he says that's only a situation of Ein Osin Ritzon Hashem Lakom. Okay, and the Gemara ends off. Many people followed Rabbi Shmuel and were successful. And Rabbi Yechayim were not successful. But again, that's a discussion. So again, Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's part of life. But you don't even get, do you get the impression that it's Allah Chila? It's just that Ein Breira. Okay, we're not going to analyze this Gemara any deeper right now. But, no, it's Rabbi Yechayim for sure. And if you look in similar, again, it's interesting that who the players are, Menachas Adites. Shaw ben Dama ben Achosel Shah Rabbi Yishmael, the nephew of Rabbi Yishmael, asked Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael who said, Hanei ben Minad Aracheres in Brachas. In Menachas, Rabbi Yishmael tells his nephew said, Go on Anish Lamadi Akal Tarakula. I just finished Daf Yomi for the 100th time. I know it cold. Mao Lul Murchachmas Yavanas. Can I learn Greek wisdom? Another topic, secular knowledge. But Greek wisdom, whatever that is. So Rabbi Shmuel says, I have a great solution for you. The Torah said, the Pasuk says, V'yom sefer Torah zemipicha, v'yigisa v'yom v'alayla. It's only Torah day and night. So any time that's not day and night, go ahead. When it's not day and night, go ahead and learn Chachmas Yavanis. Oh, Ben Hashmashis, Londis. Right, it's not day or night. It's a hybrid. I don't think he meant that. But... So Rabbi Shmuel seems to be saying there's no room for anything else. Right, again, we're not focusing on other topics. We're focusing specifically on leisure, downtime. So Rabbi Shmuel, who says, Ben Derech Eretz, you put this together, maybe it's a, okay, you got to make a parnasa, what can you do? So what is there, how do we understand this? Okay, so our life is a bidyeved. We're supposed to try to focus on learning every single second. Is that it? Or a Gemara, we've quoted this in other Sichas Chaims, Peitasim Aveis and Shabbos. Remember this Gemara? Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy Am Yisrael at some point in the future. Avraham, your children have sinned. Do you have any defense? You're the first Jew. I wish I had a defense, but I can't think of anything. Erase them based on Kiddush Hashem. Okay, nothing I could do. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Emer Lili Yaakov. Okay, let me try to talk to Yaakov Avinu. Dehavi Leitzar Gidubanim. He had a lot of pain in child rearing. Maybe he has a special connection to them. Efshar Deboi Rachmi Alayu. Maybe he'll daven for them. Omar Lili says to Yaakov, Banecha Chatu. Your children have sinned. Yaakov does not have any other excuse. So Avram didn't work, Yaakov didn't work. There's only one left. Amar lo li Yitzchak, banecha chatu le Yitzchak avinu. Your children have sinned. Amar lefanav Yitzchak avinu says, Ribono shel olam, banai velo banecha. What do you mean your children have sinned? Why are they my children and not your children? B'shar shektimu yilfanecha nasal anishma karaslam bini b'chori. You called them my firstborn. Akshab banai velo banecha. Hashem, that your children are just as much as mine. Right? The mashal is given when a child is doing something wrong. One parent says to the other parent, you know what your daughter is doing? Because this is not my genes. This is not from my side of the family. You know, you don't want to take it? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what your kids are doing? And Yitzchak says, what do you mean yours? They come from you too. They all have Selam Elokim. Va'od, and this is what's important for us now. And then Yitzchak says, let's remember, let's do some basic math. Kamachadu, how much have they sinned anyway? How much have they sinned? Kamashosef shaladam shivim shana. How much does the average person live 70 years? David HaMelech lived 70 years. And he also said, you may not say the shivim shana. Dal esrin delo nashta alayu. But we know there's no punishment midei shemayim until 20. So first 20 years, out. We're down to 50. First 20 years are out. Pashu luchapshin, there are 50. Dal esrin v'chamisha delelusa. Half their life they're sleeping. So come on, you have to... Halavai, you get so much sleep, right? But half the life, so you can't blame them for what they do when they're sleeping. Even the Rambam says 8 hours, which is a third, not a half. But anyway, Yitzchak Avinu is a little more flexible. Yitzchak says, come on, yep, maybe they're getting ready for bed, they're brushing their teeth, right? Shabbos you make up for the whole week, right? Okay, but whatever. So Yitzchak says, you know, half the time, so we went from 70 to 50, down to 25. And now Yitzchak says, Dal tarti sri opalga, take off another, have it again. Take off another 12 and a half. Why? Because they're involved in their basic human functions. They're involved in their basic human functions. So you can't fault them at that time. So what would you put on the list if you were writing the Gemara? Basic human functions? Eating, drinking, bathroom. Eating, drinking, bathroom. So that's on the list, but something else is on the list, which is amazing, which is great ha'ara. Davening. Davening is a basic human need. Our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is natural. Again, we're not having a shiur about tefillah, but this is an important gemara for that. Tzluye. As some of the Bali Musar point out, if you bang your foot when you're home alone and you bang your shin, you're not quiet. You scream out. Who are you screaming to? Nobody's there. Why do we scream out when we get hurt? Where's that come? Why that kind of? Oh, because it hurts. Because it's natural. Right? But natural. No, because every human being has an inherent connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they call out. They can't not. That's what we do. So, Sluye Meicho Besakise. So, 12 and a half left. So Yitzchak Avinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 12 and a half years, that's all they sin. You can handle that? And if you can't handle it, I did, okay, that's Yitzchak. It's on me. So, that's the Gemara. And Yitzchak Avinu saves the day. But what do you see from that Gemara? Every moment is accounted for. He doesn't say, eating, drinking, bathroom, exercise, movies, right? He doesn't have a whole list of things. All he says is basic human needs is eating, drinking, and bathroom. And so where's everything else? See, you have a Shemun, you have a Rishmol, you have to find a time that's not day or night. You have Yitzchak Avinu. Then you have the famous comment of Yisrael Salanter. Not Yisrael Salanter, of Chaim Shmulevitz. Chaim Shmulevitz is source number six. Again, it's hard for us to fathom the Lamaisa, but the message is important for us to fathom. Right? He talks about the Gemara in Ksubis and Nedarim. Excuse me, Rabbi Akiva. Right, this time of year, Rabbi Akiva, his wife sends him out to go to yeshiva for 12 years. And on his way back, he's, you know, in the street, and he overhears his wife, two different versions. There are slight differences between the two Gemaras, in Ksubas and Nedarim, but he overhears his wife talking to somebody, whether it's a Zakein or others, say, where's your husband already? He's left you like a widow for 12 years. If it was up to me, he will learn another 12 years. She must have known that he was coming back. If it was up to me, he'd go for another 12 years. And what does Rabbi Akiva do? He turns around and goes back. And asks the Velt. He couldn't just come say hello to his wife. Could just come say hello to his wife. Right? Al karchach, it must be Ein Odoma 12 and 12 to 24. And that's the message of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Al karchach, she yada Rabbi Akiva, ha hefzer agadol she behesach adas, ve hefzer gmur kazeh, al ken echriyo pasach she eno likanes, the chulu, and his wife would want him to do this. 5 minutes? Just go say hello? So again, we can't fathom this, and this is not halacha l'maisa, right? But the message, you know what? Rabbi Akiva had an amazing relationship with his wife. There are stories about that in Chazal also. His wife saw his potential, just like Rabbi Akiva saw his potential also. Always saw potential in the situation. It's a lot of what Lag BaOmer is about also. But, so not even for a second. The Shlo HaKadosh writes in Masech HaShvuas, he does not know what the term Bein HaZmanim is. What do you mean? Between what Zmanim? There's only one Zman. Zman of Avodas Hashem. What does it mean, Bein HaZmanim? The Shlo in Prague, 500 years ago. V'dar v'zeh yeinoig Zman u'Bein HaZmanim. V'lo yizach le'ipakid shem Bein HaZmanim. V'ye'akar min ha'olam. Oz tia torasim torah Hashem to me. But there's no such thing. So we have all of these sources. What's the kasha on the sources? Reality. Hukhazi, as sometimes is said. Look at what even many great people do. There are many greats. In Europe, you hear about all the vacation towns that they used to go relax in. It doesn't mean that, you know, there's relaxation. They say Rav Kook, and I'm trying to remember which other Rav it was. I don't remember. One of these vacation towns that they went to in Europe. I'm trying to remember who it was. But Rav Chaim Ozer, he was younger. So I don't remember. Kook was a nifter in the 30s. Anyway, I think it might have been Rav Chaim Ozer when he was young. But anyway, Rav Kook and another Rav went to a vacation town or something. And they were sitting relaxing by the forest. I wouldn't say by the pool. And so they started schmoozing. So what they do? They started talking to each other and learning. What was their learning? They were reviewing Yevamos. One of them would say one daf of Yevamos. The next one would say the next daf of Yevamos. That was their vacation. That was their, you know, how they relaxed. So, but even so, it wasn't as intense as in the yeshiva. On their level, it was still a change. Right? You see pictures of Gdolim walking around on, Rav Moshe used to go off to the country in America. There's something called vacation. There's something called, going away and relaxing. So where does that fit in? So maybe there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that alludes to something that starts opening up the door for us. The Gemara about Zarah Daf Gimel, one of the most fascinating Gemaras in all of Shas. Okay, we don't understand it, but it's an amazing Gemara. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does Hashem do all day? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's luz, as they say in this country? Right? What does Hashem do all day? So the Gemara says, split up into four sections. Says the Gemara. Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, source number 9. Shemesh Vishos Havi Ayom. Shalosh Vishon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Ozik Batar. The first part of the day, Hashem learns. Hashem sits and learns Torah. When does the day start? What, sunrise? Sunrise where? I mean, so we don't know. But okay, the first third of the day, Hashem learns Torah. Shnios Yoshev Adonis Kol Olam Kulo. Second part of the day, he sits and he judges. He figures out who gets what today, who gets what food, who gets this, who gets this tzara, who gets this headache. Kivin Sharosh and Eschayev Olam Kliya Amon Mekisi Adiv Yoshev Kizeh Rachamim, and he has Rachmanis. So he judges. Shlishes Yoshev Zonis Olam Kulo. He feeds, he sustains every creation. Mikarnei Re'emim at Beitzei Kinim, from the largest mammoths to the tiniest insects. So Torah, Din, Parnasa, what, the last quarter of the day? Yoshev u'mesachikim levyasa. He plays with the Leviathan. He plays with levyasa. Shenemar, levyasa ze yatzarta lesachik bo. What does that mean? Again, everyone, what does it mean? What does it mean Hashem learns Torah? Right? What does it mean that Hashem... The other two we can understand. Hashem judges, Hashem is Mefarnes, Livyasan. So they say one time, the story goes that Rav Chaim Heller was a colleague of the Rav. My father remembers Rav Chaim Heller. The Rav used to give Shiurim. Rav Chaim Heller used to give Tanakh Shiurim in YU. The Rav used to sit there and listen. Rav Chaim Heller was a goon. So sometimes when the Rav would get a little, the way the story goes, that he sometimes got a little upset about, I don't know, politics or this or that. Rav Chaim Heller used to quote in this Gemara. Say, sometimes you just gotta relax a little bit. Not take everything so seriously. You have to have a mesachikim levyasa. But what does that mean for us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a break. Mesachikim levyasa, but obviously it's meant to teach us something. Maybe there is some room for mesachikim levyasa. But what are the rules? What are the guidelines? There's a great philosophical question that Rav Kook deals with. I'm about to ask you this question. Is there any Dvar Rishus in our lives? Focus. Or is every... It's always a good answer to say. Machlokes. Or is everything we do good or bad? Meaning if Hashem... Like, what am I doing now? If Hashem wants me to do something right now, a specific thing, that's a mitzvah. If he doesn't want me to do it, that's an avera. Is that how we view life? Is there no dvar rishus in life? Everything is dvar mitzvah or dvar avera. or not. Or there could be gray. Or is there something gray area? So Rav Kook assumes that it is a machlokas rishonim, which is really a machlokas tanoim. Machlokas rishonim, so he says this is a machlokas between the chobos alavavos and the ravid. The chobos alavavos and the ravid. This is the ein ayah. That's Rav Kook. Ayah is Avram Yitzchak HaKohen. Right? Rav Kook say, we only have it on brachas and Shabbos. It's based on a pasuk, I think, in Eof. Ein ayah. But it's an amazing sefer on Agadata, but we only have it on two mesechtos. But he quotes there from the Chovas HaLevavos. Look at the fifth line for verse. Chakar Yesh B'Mitzius Inyan Memutza Bein Masa HaMitzvos La'Averos. Oh, we discussed this in Shir for some Nizman. Right? Is there something in the middle between mitzvahs and averos? There's no such thing. The Chovas HaLevavos says what you're doing either is right and that's a mitzvah, or wrong and that's an avera. And the Ravid, he says, looks in the Balei HaNefesh, that's the Ravid Sefer on Taras Mishpacha. He says, no, there's something in the middle. And Rav Kook says, Alder on Drush, maybe that's the machlokas between Rav Yossi and other Tanam about Bein Hashmashos. Day, night, mitzvah aveira. Day is like light and mitzvos. So what does Rav Yossi say? First daf and shas. How long is Bein Hashmashos? Terrifying. Blink of an eye. There is no Bein Hashmashos, basically. He holds like the Chovas HaLevavos. The Chovas HaLevavos holds like him. This day, night, this mitzvah zaveira. While we hold, there's Bein Hashmashos, however long Bein Hashmashos is, this gray, this twilight. Amazing how he saw that machlokas in the Gemara, and he suggested that that's what might be behind it. Lichora, we paskin like the Ravid. Because there are so many areas, even in halacha, that we know there's something called divrei rishus. I'll just give you a couple of examples. So we already discussed this in Shir. We discussed this a little bit in my Shir Imsachim. Source number 11, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yutes. Are you allowed to go on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you can't go on a boat. You can go on a boat. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're allowed to go on a boat. I'm sorry, you're not allowed to go on a boat. You know, why aren't you allowed to go on a boat? Very unclear in the Gemara. Four different shitas in the Rishonim. Why can't you go on a boat on Wednesday? Only Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? Right? Is it, you might have to be Mechal Shabbos, you're going to be seasick, you're not going to be used to it. But the Gemara says there, but if it's for a Dvar Mitzvah, you can go on the boat even on Friday. Only Dvar Rishus are you not allowed to go on the boat on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But Dvar Mitzvah you can. Do you see? There's something called the Dvar Rishus. In Dine Milchama, it's clear, the Mishnah, Milchemes Mitzvah, Milchemes Rishus. The Rambam talks about this, that. Source 13. Again, this is a Rambam that I've quoted other contexts. If you've never seen it, it's unbelievable. So Rambam always inspires me. But the Rambam says there in Pirkei Avos that there, everything we say in life can be split up into five categories. When we go up to Shemayim, there's a cash register. There are five sections. Every word that we said in our life goes into one of those five sections. So what is it? What are those five sections? So, again, I'll regal achas. A, mitzvah. That's Torah, tefillah, tehillah, mitzvah. Other extreme, avera. Lashon hara, rechilus. Any other bad things. Right? Usher things. That's the two extremes. Then you have what he calls divrei rishus. Things are not mitzvahs, not averas, but part of life. Shopping. Who's doing carpool today, taking care of my this. Life! Life has a lot of stuff they have to talk about. What's for lunch? And then the other two categories are not mitzvah, but good. And not usser, but not good. And those two categories are really the litmus test of our life. But it's clearly an area of not mitzvah, not mitzvah. Divrei rishus. So it's clear that there are divrei rishus. So what would the Chovas HaLevavos do with all these sources? Right, he knows that there's something called divrei rishus in the Gemara, rishus and mitzvah. So the secret of it all, and it's obvious, but we'll have to just say it. The secret of all is how you define mitzvah. There are many examples. But mitzvah doesn't just mean learning Torah and davening. That's not what mitzvah is about. The Trumas HaDeshen has two tshuvas I gave you. Trumas HaDeshen, Rav Yisrael Isserlin, source 14. He talks about the halacha is you're only allowed to set an Erev Tchumen, right, to extend your Tchum on Shabbos for a Dvar Mitzvah. So what's a Dvar Mitzvah? Just go hear a shir? What if you just want to take a walk? You want to take a walk on Shabbos? Is that a Dvar Mitzvah? Says the Trumas HaDeshen, yes. Because enjoying yourself is part of Shabbos, owning Shabbos. Holech b'yantif l'tayel chashel l'dvar mitzvah. One. Or two, I love this tshuva. Simen Samach Aleph, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Truth Eshen says, Truth Eshen was a contemporary of the Ramah. Masha noagim rov b'nei adam, what so many people do, af medaktike b'maseihem, lehis asif b'yom ha-shabbos, l'achri yitzias pesach neses. People get together after davening on Shabbos, and schmooze outside of shul. It doesn't say during Haftorah. Right? It says after shul they gather. L'saper shmuos me'inyoni malachim v'sarim. How would you translate that? Current events. Talk about kings and their wars. You let it do that on Shabbos? You let it do that on Shabbos after Shul Zeshen? You let it do it during the week? You let it do that on Shabbos after Shul Zeshen? It depends. It depends. If you really enjoy it and you like schmoozing about this stuff, then it's only Shabbos for you and it's great, it's fine. If you really don't like it, but you're there because of peer pressure, everybody's there, so how am I not going to be there? I have to, you know, like, then you're not allowed to do it if you don't enjoy it. I'll get two examples of expanding what Onik Shabbos, Dvar Mitzvah. Okay, so you might say that's Shabbos. Whatever you enjoy on Shabbos is Shabbos. But there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch. There's a whole siman towards the end of Chelek Beis of the Mishnah Berurah. Siman Reish Lamed Aleph. The title of the siman is Hilchos what? Shekol Kavonosav Yiyu L'Shem Shamayim. Ubo Sif Echad. This is not a Musar Sefer. This is the Shulchan Aruch, which is a Musar Sefer. But Kol Kavonosav Yiyu L'Shem Shamayim. That is the Simen. And again, it's a beautiful Simen. It's one Si'if. And the Shulchan Aruch there talks about, you know, let's say you want to take a nap during the day. That's going to help you learn better. So sleep. So much depends on what my Kavana is. What's my Kavana in what I'm doing? The Chaim Moshe, contemporary quotes from the Yosef Omitz. Rishus biyado lelech litayel asfas anar. O b'makom debasam avira. We're going to take a walk and breathe in the beautiful air. Beautiful. K'deshi yedaito tzlula. So you can clear your head. U'kshiach v'limudo. You can go back and learn afterwards. In our society, again, and this might depend on when, what time of history you live in and which world you live in, but what is the Trumas HaDeshen telling us? What is the Yosef Omitz telling us? It depends on our Kavana. If we're doing something that's outside the purview of Avodas Hashem, that's a problem. That's Bittul Zman. But if I'm playing a game, if I'm playing ball, because I'm relaxing, I put in a long day of learning, this helps me relax, Chilut Tzatzamos, and I'm going to feel better afterwards. And it's a mitzvah to stay in shape. And it's a mitzvah to be healthy. And I don't want burnout. And this keeps me happy. That's also Dvar Mitzvah. So even the Chovos HaLevavos might agree to it. Spending time with one's wife. Going on vacation with one's wife. Right? Playing ball with my kids. Building relationships. That's not Torah. That's not Tefillah. But that's Dvar Mitzvah. The Tiferes Yisrael twice in Perkei Avos has an amazing line. Right, we're in the days of Sfira. We know the Brice at the end of Perkei Avos, the 48 ways, Dvarim Torah Shanikneis, 48 Kinyani Torah. One of them is called Miut Sicha. So Miut Sicha, we usually would translate as, and most Mepharshim say, you can't talk so much. Miut Sicha, don't talk so much. That's how you're Kona Torah. Don't schmooze so much. Said the Tiferes Yisrael 300 years ago, you need a little, maybe a little less, 200 years ago, right? You need a little schmoozing in order to stay spiritually healthy. Miyutzicha means it's good to hawk a little bit. I still don't know exactly what that means to translate. There's no English word for that. Schmooze. That's how we used to say it, right? There, it's okay. Miyutzicha. Look what he says. Hu gamke miut mashal asicha betela. Gamke miuto yafe akasha his amel ha'adam bechachma. After you focus and you're pounding in Torah, roy lo lishtashe exas bein reyav. You schmooze with your friends. Bedvarim shal mabakach. What's the Rav Shal Mabakach? Nothing inherently valuable. I don't know. Sports? Would that be included in this? Again, miyutzicha. The midein tzorach lazeh is chatzkus haseichel. Tanuach hanefesh al yodon. It's a good thing. If the kavan of the same shamayim, you sit down to schmooze a little bit, how was your night? With a chavrusa. For our purposes, I do not think Rav Steinman is something that we should strive for. Because it's a different world. Right? And if you finish a hard tosis, you talk for 2 minutes, whatever it is, we have to recognize that it's all part of Avodas Hashem. It's all part. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Rav Aaron's son, tells the story over. Rav Aaron, when I was in YU, Rav Aaron used to fly in from Chicago every week. It was after his stroke. He could barely walk. He had a walker. And to go from the door to here, from that door to here, will take him 3-4 minutes. Because he would push the walker, krechs. Remember, he used to daven in the base medish, so he used to come in from the door at the time Rav Shechter used to be davening, let's say, if I was davening in the base medish minion, right when the door opened, and you heard Rav Aaron, Rav Shechter would stand up. Be in the middle of Shema, middle of anything, he would stand up until Rav Aaron got to his seat. Rav Aaron got to his seat. It could take 15 minutes to go from the door. So he always crests. I never heard what he said. He was always, he could. It was painful for him every step. So his son told me that you didn't hear what he was muttering under his breath. Achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he used to count the zrikos. This was his avoda. This was his avoda Yom Kippurim, walking. And that's how he viewed life. That's how he viewed life. It's also beautiful. One of the three reasons we wash our hands every morning. Machlokas Rashba, Rush, Zohar. One of the reasons, the Rashba says, because we're like a Kohen washing our hands in the Kiyor before we do the Avodah in the Mikdash. Because our life, the whole day is Avodah. The whole day is Avodah. If I gave you all these sources, I don't think so. You're coming to me. No. Tosfos and Brachos. Daf Yud Aleph. We don't say Berachas HaTorah more than once a day, just once in the morning. Why? Eino Meyayish Daito. What does that mean? So many different pshatim, but one pshat is because our life is Torah. It's not considered. It's not learning, but it's not a hefsek. And if there's no new bracha, that's how we have to view our life. Again, there are certain things, two dangers to be wary of. Number one. The downtime can't become the ikker. Obviously, it can't be that. That's what I do most of the other time. There's the Gemara in Shabbos later on, Kuf Mem Zayin, Source 22. It was at the Tana that went to a vacation town and he forgot even how to learn. Hard Gemara to understand. It wasn't an arach. But maybe it's not meant to be taken literally. But number one, we have to make sure that it doesn't become the ikker. And we don't look at ourselves as having so much free time. What should I fill it with? Rav Pomerice, that was the downfall of the Dor HaMabul. What happened with Dor HaMabul? When Noach was born, they named him Noach. Why? The Pasuk says, the end of Bereishis, Zeh Yinachameinu Mima'aseinu Mitzvon Yodeinu. This child is going to help us out. How they know? The Medrash says that Noach was the first one born with separated digits, with fingers. Before that, everybody was born like a mitten. Like their hand was like this. They didn't have to work the land. But now, after the land was cursed, so we have to work the land. So Hashem made Noah born with fingers. Like, oh, fingers! He's going to make tools. He's going to be able to work the land. That's why you say, they named it Noach Zeyinachameinu. So what did that mean when they had tools? A lot more free time. What do you do with free time? You could do amazing things with free time. that could also lead to downfalls. Right, this generation, right? Imagine, you know, we have microwaves, we have everything is done so fast. We have running water, we have electricity, and we're the generation that has no free time. Right, 200 years ago, they had a lot more free time, and they had to go down to the river to get a cup of water. So we have to recognize, number one, we have to recognize what's the ikker, and there's leisure, there's downtime, but what's the ikker part of our life? Number one. Number two, the ends do not justify the means. There are some leisure activities that are not appropriate or even allowed. Okay, but there's downtime, so it's good. No, so we have to make sure it fits as part of our Avodas Hashem. It has to be able to be categorized as a Dvar Mitzvah. So sometimes if it's not clear, then we have to ask and we have to analyze. And we have to be honest. And this is all alluded to in the Mishnah. A different Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Turn to the back. Rav Shimon Omer. Hamahalich baderech vishone umafsik mi mishnaso. Somebody's going on the way, and he's mafsik from his learning, and he says, Mano, how beautiful is this tree? Mano near ze, how beautiful is this field? And ask the Velt, ask the Olam Mefarshim, what's the problem with this? He's learning, he sees something, oh, that's a beautiful tree. Why is that terrible? So some of the Hasidisha Pshatim is, you know, if you're learning, if you're focusing on Torah, umafsik, and you consider it a hefsik to look at a tree and say, wow, that's beautiful. You don't think that's part of your Avodas Hashem, that's the problem. Kind of the opposite. Right, we have to try to view everything that we do, right? Whether it's learning and davening, or hanging out with friends at times when we should be hanging out with friends, or taking a walk, or any type of leisure. That's all part of Avodas Hashem, and we have to try to recognize that. And sometimes it's out of our control. Somebody's stuck in traffic. And somebody's stuck in traffic. There's nothing to do. Right, we're late for something. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, wants us to be there right then. Sometimes he gives us challenges in the Beis Medrash on a Tosfos, and sometimes he gives us challenges in the car, and sometimes he makes us just miss a bus, and sometimes we just get a bus, and whatever, everything. And sometimes we want a cookie, and the last cookie was just taken, right? Whatever it is. And sometimes we walk in, and we miss the last piece of schnitzel, right? Then we have to, sometimes it's out of our control, depending on when we get to the dining room. But in any case, we have to look at every situation in life as one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for us, and everything could be viewed as mitzvah. So, is there space for leisure in Judaism? 100%. It depends on the person. You know, some people have more zishflies than others. Some people could sit more than others. Some people have to get up more than others. So there's different challenges, but we have to make sure we stay spiritually healthy, socially healthy, psychologically healthy, and we have to know ourselves. But it's not a bidyeved. It's not a bidyeved. Somebody does exercise. It's not a bidyeved. Oh, I should be learning, but you know, what could I do? I have to exercise. No. Torah is the ikker and tefillah, but being an Eved Hashem is the ikker. Being a well-rounded Jew. Rav Schachter likes to say, there's a mitzvah to be normal. Right, so we have to make sure that we do what we can, and Hashem always try to make the best decisions for creating our schedule of Avodas Hashem each and every day of our lives. Okay, we'll stop here.